Welcome to Mediumship, Miracles, and Spirit, a global conversation and activation with top spiritual luminaries from around the world. I'm your host, Melissa Lilly. This online event is brought to you by New3University.com to expand the mission of its spiritual healing and mediumship program, Voice Channeling, to empower you with your own experience of mediumship, miracles, and spirit. All of the teachers I've selected for this interview experience share one essential core belief with New 3 University. We all believe every person has the ability to be your own medium, receive true miracles, and commune with spirit, your higher power. Beyond this core belief, you will hear many unique perspectives, techniques, and stories. Our teacher today is Jason Nelson. Jason Nelson is the visionary channel and teacher for New 3 University, where soul-based living ignites world peace. Jason and I co-founded the university this year, but the vision was first given to Jason by Spirit in 2005. Certification trainings are currently offered. The first is voice channeling, where students learn mediumship and spiritual healing. The second is five accomplishments coaching, a coaching process where students learn soul-based living and transform root issues, enabling them to manifest their life purpose. And psychic retrieval, where students utilize all of their intuitive abilities to access the infinite knowledge. Jason's teaching approach is simple, grounded, and practical, so that our natural soul abilities of spiritual communication, healing, intuition, and manifesting can enhance our life in every way. Jason Nelson also works privately with clients around the world as an intuitive, spirit-guided coach. He specializes in helping clients discover and manifest their soul's life purpose, transition careers, manifest a life partner, and have deep personal transformation. Jason is the author of divinely communicated books, Age of the Soul, A New Way of Living from Your Soul, and Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children. Welcome, Jason.
Hi. This topic of mediumship, miracles, and spirit is very close to my heart and soul, something I've been involved with for over a decade. Myself personally as a medium with bringing the information through in my books and helping others to connect to spirit, hundreds, thousands of people, tons over the years. So I'm excited to get into this topic.
You're the one that truly opened up mediumship and that ability within me 6 years ago. So yes, you opened my world to this topic, and so that's why I'm so happy to be talking about this with you. So Jason, what has been your biggest challenge in developing mediumship, and what have you done to overcome it?
The challenges of mediumship. Those that are listening and have explored their development have probably felt frustration from time to time, as well as the exhilaration of the journey of development. I am no different. Back in 2001, when God first came to me, actually, it was the night of my 25th birthday, August 31st, I had no one to talk to about my experiences with mediumship. I had no teachers, groups, friends, you know, churches, temples. My family wasn't involved in any type of religious or spiritual groups. And my friends at the time, you know, my purpose up until that point was music. So my friends at the time were not into this, but interestingly enough, in 2002, after 6 months of saying, I need help, I need someone to come and make sense of this experience that has happened to me where spirit, where God was talking to me every day since that night of my 25th birthday. In 2002, January, I met my teacher, Catherine. She was 82 years old. She said, I'm going to come out of retirement. I'm going to start some classes. She told me that after that first class that she felt she was meant to train me and guide me. And she put everything together for me that was happening. She helped me ground the experience. She helped me to understand what was happening with spirit talking to me, who I was as a medium. And between her and spirit directly, everything was put into perspective. It couldn't have come together for me without her physical support. So in spirit's vast, infinite capacity to heal and guide us, we certainly need that physical support. We're not meant to do it alone. And the big lesson that I learned from that is that we're meant to have support in our development. Like Catherine did for me, I've been supporting people, thousands over a decade, to develop and understand their mediumship. And just the big message there is, don't do it alone. Join together, find a mentor, a teacher, a program, find a group. Just get together with like-minded individuals to help put this together for you. So that was the biggest challenge for me, was feeling alone, not having physical support to put together for me what was happening non-physical.
Powerful how we all need more of that personal support that can really guide what's happening, and also in a clear way and really supporting what we're receiving from spirit. So how do you believe, with someone developing one's ability as a medium, how does personal growth and practice help?
I would say this ties into how the personal growth ties into the practice. It's because, you know, personal growth is key. It's half of it. Practicing development tools, techniques, meditations, what we teach in our certification training through New 3 University for our voice channeling program, is that personal growth is half of it. It's half of it, which means that we develop so far as we personally grow so far, mentally, emotionally, even physically. So big challenges people have, challenges that I had along the way. One of the biggest ones that people come up against is doubting and turning that into trusting spirit, trusting what they're getting, trusting that it is spirit, that there's those voices in the mind, in the mental field. There's fears that are produced from those voices and beliefs in the emotional field that create confusion, that create these experiences where we dismiss what we're getting. So we want to turn those into trust and clarity, belief, and confidence. And to do that, we really have to delve into personal growth. It's just... It's something that I continue to do every day. Personal growth and spiritual growth, it's a journey. It's a journey of life. Sure, we have milestones along the way, big shifts and epiphanies. You can have one right now. Everybody can have a big shift at different moments in their life, but the shifts continue. So they go hand in hand. And what you're going to find is, as you're developing, you're going to have those beliefs come up, those disempowering beliefs that say, hey, you know, is this really spirit talking to me? Is this really, can I really have and receive this assistance from spirit? Do I deserve it? Deserving it and believing it can happen, that's big. Now, there's a lot of myths out there that have been handed down from generation to generation. Before written history, there are these beliefs about mediums, intuitive psychics, you know, being chosen, or that you're born with a gift. Everybody is actually born because everyone is a soul in a physical body, so every soul is born with their soul abilities. And the soul abilities include being able to talk to your higher power, your God, your spirit guides, whatever that higher power is to you. That's an ability of the soul. Another ability of the soul is intuition, perceiving, non-physically, which is truly should be our first line of perception, and having the physical senses to just simply back it up and give it depth. But intuition, everyone has it. Power to heal. Heal oneself and heal others. Everybody has, these are soul abilities. Power of manifestation. Soul ability. What we're finding in this new paradigm, and really what our university and our trainings and what we're supporting in a greater conversation with this global event, is that you can do it too. You can do it too. Believe that you can do it too. And the more people that believe that they can do this stuff too, okay, that I've been a medium for, you know, since 2001 consciously, and has channeled books and have taught it, channel every day, and that I'm still growing. And that you, in this moment, you can believe that you can be the greatest medium in the world and you can surpass my ability. And I look forward to that. So it can be very humbling to know that we're really in this together, and that in any moment, with your confidence and your belief and your passion and your focus to your mediumship development, you can accelerate beyond what you and I and probably everybody you know can imagine. So belief that you can do it too, and there's no limitation, there's no ceiling. And that passion and determination makes all of the difference, okay? So that when you're going after your development, if you're passionate and you're determined that you're going to continue becoming a clear and more confident medium, then you're going to face the personal growth challenges that come up along the way. When a thought comes in that says that you shouldn't be confident, that you should disbelieve, that you should not trust or doubt, you're going to face it and you're going to work through it. You're going to get together with spirit or get together with a coach or a counselor or some practitioner, and you're going to face these personal growth challenges. And with your development and your personal growth practice, you're going to have no limitation of where you can go with your mediumship.
Absolutely. I love that. And what you've put together here with having someone to guide you, to help you develop your ability as a medium, as well as someone to guide you through those personal challenges that you're going to come up against along the way. You know, I believe having support of somebody that really understands the whole world of spiritual communication and personal growth, that can really help you work through those things. I know Catherine did that for you. You've done that for me, as well as all your other clients that you work with, several of them students that also are working with you on the personal growth, and they're becoming more clear mediums every day to help them in their life. So it's very inspiring that we can continue growing and continue that relationship with spirit that makes our life so much easier, right? So how would you recommend our audience to take that next step in their lives with mediumship, miracles, and spirit?
Right. Probably the biggest way that I can support everyone to take that next step is to start with the most important step, which is we can just call it clarity of intention. Okay? That clarity of intention is really so important. Don't dismiss the ideas being just too simple and just kind of fluff it off. Intention is your point of connection. So what happens often is somebody wants to connect with spirit, and they learn a meditation or a technique, or they just get quiet, and you know, there's a bunch of wonderful techniques and meditations, and many that you're going to be experiencing in this event with other teachers. But to really utilize that experience with spirit is to have a point of contact, a point of connection. It's like picking up the telephone and calling someone, dialing the number and calling. And then the person picks up and they just don't say anything. And you don't say anything. You just sit there. You're just waiting for something to happen. And that could be nice to have presence with another person without words over the telephone, but it's a whole different experience when you have an intention for that phone call, right? You pick the phone up, you call someone, you ask them, you know, to go to a movie or go to dinner or go on a hike or hang out, and you have a point of conversation, you have a point of interaction. So that intention with spirit, as simple as it sounds, I want to work with you on that a little bit, because I believe it can really open up the doors in your development with spirit and can really, really enhance the experiences you're going to have with the other teachers in this event, with their meditations and their techniques that they're going to share with you. If you can have a list of clarification of what you want to accomplish with spirit, and it's going to make all the difference. So let's get started. I want to lead you through an exercise here. This is a clarity exercise to get really clear on the questions that you want to ask spirit that you really kind of don't know one way or the other the answer to, or just you're confused on, which we have. We have those. And then another list of questions that we're going to call confirmations. Okay, so these are really two powerful ways to approach spirit. Of course, a third is healing. Every time that you connect with spirit, you're connected to the high vibrational healing energy and you are healed. Your vibration goes up, things are cleared. That just happens. But that can be a specific intention as well. But think of it this way, questions, things that you're pretty unclear on that you really want some clarity and guidance from spirit on. And then confirmations, things you're pretty clear on, but you just want to run them by spirit and confirm that that is the direction you're meant to go. You know, you're pretty clear that this is the house you want to buy or rent, that this is the person you want to do this with, be it a significant other or business partner, or there's so many decisions in life that we're pretty clear on. But it's nice to get that confirmation from spirit, because I'll tell you, when I go in and I get the confirmations from spirit, sometimes as clear as I am on a topic and a choice, they'll come in and they'll tell me differently. So it's nice to get that confirmation, as well as to just get clarity on the things we're totally unclear on, and in some cases I have no idea of which way to go about that. So there's four life quadrants. I'm going to guide you through a little breathing exercise, something real simple. I want you to grab something to write with so you can write this stuff down. Of course, if you don't have, you know, a notebook or computer or phone where you can write something down on as you're listening to this, that's okay. Just bookmark it, you know, in your mind, note it in your mind as we go through them. It is much more powerful, though, later to come back and actually list these things. So two columns, questions, confirmations. We're going to be putting what comes to you that you want to go to spirit on as your point of contact under one of these two columns. Okay, just take a few deep breaths, breathing into your body, connecting to your body. Breathing out. Releasing, breathing in, connecting to your body. We're just going to use a simple breath. Breathing in, connecting to your own soul through your body. Just imagine where that might be within your body. And breathing out. Release everything from the day, the week, the month, this year, all time, past, present, future, bringing you into the moment of now. Breathing in, connecting to your eternal self, your soul. Breathing out and releasing everything. Breathing out and expanding. Allowing this eternal you to fully be felt, known, maybe even seen, heard. Oh, and inviting in spirit, whatever your higher power is to you, source. That's it. Just to be present with you. Not doing anything. We're just being in this moment. Being and inviting clarity to yourself about your life areas. These life areas that you could use some clarity with, or at least some confirmation. And let's breathe and connect to your relationships. And just allow whatever aspects of whatever relationships to come into your mind that you may need some real advice on. Maybe you have the questions formulated. Maybe you don't. Maybe you'll allow those questions to come into your mind right now and formulate the words. Significant other, life partner, children, family, friends, colleagues. You're inviting and invoking these questions that can clarify your direction and your direction for manifesting regarding your relationship. And just to confirm direction that you're already pretty clear on. And as this comes to you, you can be writing down in either the questions column, those that you really need the clarity with, or the confirmations column, that which you're clear on, you just want a confirmation with. Take your time with this. In fact, you can pause the recording, take as long as you want on the life area of relationships to just list these questions and confirmations. When you're ready to continue to the next life area, just unpause. Okay, good. Now take another deep breath. Breathing into your body with every breath, connecting into your soul and inviting and invoking in the clarity of the next life area, which is health and well-being. Well, this includes, of course, personal growth. This includes your physical health and well-being, okay? It includes emotional, mental, spiritual. Any kind of direction and clarity in the form of questions or confirmations. Just imagine and allow this clarity to come into your mind and then, oh, you can get as seemingly unimportant questions and confirmations to the real big important ones. You know, something as simple as diet, what you've been eating, what you've been taking as supplements, who you're seeing as a doctor and practitioners, and to some more serious questions about your health and well-being. Okay, let's not judge what's important and what's not important. Let's just let it all come in. A big long list of questions and confirmations. That's going to give you the strongest point of contact with spirit to really help you. Good. All right, now take another deep breath. Breathe in. And now we'd like for you to visualize, imagine, questions and the considerations coming in on the life area of what you might call purpose, career, life purpose, career. This is expansive. This is essentially your contribution to the planet and the way in which you receive from the planet, monetarily or otherwise. It's really how your energy is going out as a contribution. And let's receive and invoke clarity on questions and confirmations about your life purpose and career. All right. Take a deep breath, breathing in, connecting, invoking in the clarity of the questions and considerations, the confirmations with your next life area. Abundance and money. Abundance and money. People feel different about these two words. So it's really what they mean to you and the questions you have about them. And also the confirmations that you have clarity on, but just want to confirm with spirit. Just imagine and invoke questions and the confirmations on abundance of money. Okay. And finally, just any other questions or confirmations you have about any other aspects of your life. Take a breath into your soul and imagine the questions and confirmations about anything else. This could be as simple as, hobbies, things that you own, things that you're planning to own. Decor. This is just everything and anything else. Imagine the questions and confirmations with all other areas of your life and list them now. Okay. Well, congratulations for the clarity that you have. Do you feel like you have more clarity now? Do you understand yourself a little better? You know, the areas of your life that spirit can help you with, right? The areas, the questions you have that you just really need some deep clarity with. And then the other aspects of your life that you're pretty clear on, but you just want confirmations from spirit. Yeah. Yeah, chances are you've seen some new ways that spirit can help you, and by listing them and putting them into writing, putting them down into form, you can look at them. And this is your point of connection. This is like calling spirit up on the telephone and saying, "Spirit, I've got some things that I want your help with. Here's these questions that I'm really unclear about. Help me out. Give me clarity. Here's some confirmations I need, you know, just even a simple yes or no, or if you have a way you'd like to elaborate on them, great." This is really going to set you up. And I want you to know that, as probably many of you have heard, under the law of attraction, when you put your mind to something, you get clear on something of what you want to manifest, what you want to receive, universe responds and starts bringing it to you. So you're already receiving the clarity. Your questions are being answered. Your confirmations are being answered. It's already happening now with the exercise you've done. And you can revisit this exercise from time to time to just take a snapshot of your life and your life areas of where you can use some support and some help manifesting. So now what you're going to do with this clarity that you have is you're going to go to spirit. If you haven't already, in this Mediumship Miracles in Spirit event, you're going to hear a lot of techniques and exercises for connecting to spirit. Okay, so you're going to show up with your list of your questions that you want answered by the spirit and your confirmations. And you're going to go in expecting that you're going to get answers. It may come as a feeling. It may come as a knowing. You just know. It may come as a visual in your mind when you're in the meditation, or it may come as an actual hearing or auditory or a thought that may seem like your own or may seem like it's a different sounding voice or a thought that's not quite your own. But trust and believe and have confidence that you're going to get your questions answered and your confirmations. And you will. It may not be exactly as you'd want or expect, but I'm asking you to release your expectations, surrender, and be open. So here's your next step. It's to surrender and be open to Spirit bringing you your answers, how the Spirit can bring you the answers best. And it isn't always how we want or need or expect it to be. Please release. Okay, have your expectations of how you want it to be, but then release them, detach from them, so you're not attached to them. Because then Spirit can bring you answers that's even greater than maybe you imagined, in a way that you didn't expect. And that's really when the magic and the beauty of Spirit begins to unfold. So I would be pretty certain that in the following days and weeks, that you're going to have more clarity on these questions. You're going to have your confirmations. And it may not be exactly how you would have anticipated, but you'll still get what you need. You trust that, okay? And this is the exercise, Melissa, that I think is going to help everyone as they go out and they begin developing their mediumship or even as, you know, advanced mediums. This is a really key component of mediumship development and ongoing practice.
It is. And I love it so much because really you can consistently come up with more questions. And, you know, the way you gave us this exercise allows us to see the details, you know, of our life area, because so often, you know, we're kind of going about things in our head and maybe not always putting together even our thoughts in a clear sentence to know what we're really wanting. So this helps you put it in a clear sentence, writing it down so it is even more clear visually and mentally. And that clarity of intention really does allow Spirit to come in to give a clarity of answer. You know, if it's a jumbled thought in your head and you're not quite clear in your own mind, then Spirit really can't come in with the clarity. So by creating this clarity within yourself and knowing what you're asking, Spirit truly can come in. And, you know, I have this experience every single day. You know, we do voice channeling every day, and we always have a list of questions for Spirit, and they come in and they answer in the most amazing ways. And it often their answers, you know, a lot of times are not exactly what I thought, and they expand on it in such a way that I'm like, my gosh, I could have never come up with this type of answer, you know, this type of wording for it and this type of mindset that they share with us. They just bring so much to our lives that I've really not found within my own mind or within getting advice from other people. It's a different experience and really powerful and beautiful. And I value the time with Spirit and the clarity that they give. So this is absolutely a wonderful exercise, everyone, that you can continue to use ongoing, because every day, right, there's a new something that comes up that it would be so great to have clarity. Usually there's several things. So you can kind of keep this running list, you know, this running clarity list that you're wanting.
That's wonderful. Right.
So
Spirit question list, as we call it. And sometimes it's 5 questions, sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's 30. It just depends on what we're wanting Spirit's guidance and confirmations with. But it's a list every day, and it's invaluable to have that opportunity to go to Spirit. And we wouldn't have the same experience if we didn't have that list. Many times in development, one will be encouraged to simply sit and just see what comes. And I think that part of just being human in this time, or the collective consciousness of what spirit connection is, it's like we want a spirit to materialize in front of us and see them as we see a physical person and have them give us, you know, these words of wisdom that rocks our world, and, you know, this kind of unreal experience. And we need to let go of that. We need to let go of the expectation that we have in our mind of how spirit needs to help us and how they need to come to us, and allow them to come and serve us in how they know best. Because believe me, they do know best how to serve us. And these unrealistic expectations that we can place on ourselves oftentimes of how spirit should or shouldn't come and what it has to look like, I'm sure many have gone to see a stage medium or heard a medium do channeling or something, and then the participant puts themselves up to that expectation of needing to perform in that way, and that's really setting ourselves up to fail, to compare us to other people. You're going to have a relationship with spirit that is unique to you. Your connection, the way you interact, is going to be unique to you. Sure, there are techniques and exercises that are universal, some of which we teach in our certification training. But still, even with the same technique, you're going to have a very unique relationship and experience with the spirit.
Yes, it really is a beautiful relationship, and the different relationships you can have with the different guides in your life, you know, spiritual guidance, whatever words people like to use, you know, how they want to have that individuality and that different friendship with you, just like you have your different physical friends in your life and have a different type of relationship and understanding with each other. You have that with the spirit too, and it is such a beautiful experience. So Jason, I'd love to hear, how do you apply mediumship, miracles, and spirit in your life on a daily or weekly basis to help you with the practical everyday things?
Well, the tool I use is the process that was given to me by spirit that we teach in our voice channeling certification training, which is voice channeling. And this is a spiritual healing and spirit communication process where the person who is voice channeling has the greatest potential for spiritual healing, as the being, the spirit, the higher power, God, source, spirit guide, angel comes into the voice channeler's energy field, and the voice channeler surrenders to the being coming in and communicating through their physicality. And so what happens is my consciousness moves back or to the side. I'm present. I'm grounded the whole time. I'm watching it, hearing what takes place. That's very important so that I can be present and respond to the spirit if I want to, and even have a conversation as an advanced form of voice channeling, where you can converse with the spirit that's actually speaking through your own voice. And then the spirit comes through and speaks through your voice and speaks to you or whoever's present and shares guidance and wisdom and advice. And it is the clearest form of mediumship I've found, because you are truly moving your consciousness back out of the way. And it's happening in real time. Typical stage mediumship, the kind that you've seen on television, the kind that most people are familiar with, the being, the spirit communicates to the medium's mind, the medium interprets it, then the medium communicates as the medium to the audience or person, or takes action with it. With the voice channeling process, the spirit is communicating as a spirit in real time. So there's much less of a filtering happening on the medium's part. So this has just been the most valuable tool since I started communicating with spirit. I do it every day and have my list of questions. It's interesting because I spoke about surrendering and releasing the expectations that you have. For instance, years ago when we lived in Santa Monica and we wanted to get Spirit's advice on a logo for a company. And I go into the voice channeling session and Spirit comes through, and instead of talking about the logo, they talk about moving to Sedona. Unexpected. Completely unexpected. But exactly what we needed to hear in that moment, and it was most purposeful in that moment. Another example that has to do with traveling and moving was when Spirit says, you know, move to New York. Okay, Spirit. And by the way, where we go and what we do is all guided by Spirit. Just beautiful that way for us. So, okay, we'll go to New York. Where do we go? How do we go about it? They give instructions. And they tell us, you know, go to Albany, New York, and check out this home. And this is the one you're supposed to look at. This is the one. So I contact the realtor of the home who's representing it, and she takes me over, and things filled with mold. I'm like, heck to the no, I'm not gonna, we're not gonna live in a mold infested. So some people might say that Spirit told them this is the home. They get to the home, they check it out, it's filled with mold. They say, I was wrong. And then they doubt themselves. We can't do that. We have to know that Spirit uses what's at their disposal to take us from point to point to point to point. The point is Spirit knew that I would check the home out and the mold would be apparent. And I wouldn't end up choosing the home. But the important thing is I met this realtor who had another home that I didn't know about that was a home we were meant to move into, and we did. So Spirit will actually, you know, we want it to be this perfect way. Spirit, tell me the, you know, quickest path from point A to point B. And we tend to think that it's a straight line. We do. We want it to be. Our human mind just does. But what we will find when we surrender is the quickest point from path from point A to point B is usually not a straight line. It's just, you know, zigzag curves up, down, in and out. And Spirit will take us from this point to this point to this point. And if you're open and you surrender, they will get you to where you need to be far faster and easier than you would ever be able to navigate on your own. And it may at times seem a little illogical to you that they're taking you on this path. Why didn't Spirit just show me this one house in the first place? Well, based on all the circumstances that were happening for me at that time when we were looking at moving to Albany, New York, under Spirit's direction, this was the way that they could get me to that home that we were meant to have. So we really need to trust ourselves. And I encourage you to trust yourself on what you get and try it out. Okay? In the beginning, that's all you can do. And as you find the right development tools and mentor to coach you and help you really learn how to discern what's Spirit and what's your intuition, what's your mind and all that, you're going to become a clear and clear and clear medium. But in the beginning, you just have to trust and try it out. I mean, it's think of it as an experiment. And it's going to work out often. If you use a meditation to clear yourself and you have your intentions going in that we created in the exercise I shared, and you're going to get clarity. You're going to be helped by the Spirit. And then as the days and weeks and months and years go on, you're just going to become a clear and more confident medium with, you know, the tools that you have used and practiced. It will happen. So for me, on a day-to-day basis, I go to Spirit for everything. You know, all the things that I mentioned in the exercise, constantly going to them, checking in on diet, and, you know, if I sense something off in my body, I ask them, and whether it's diet, food, drink, sometimes I just jump in and they'll say, hey, you're not drinking enough water, and I think about it, and I'm not. Or adjust this, take more of this, take less of this. It's really helpful to keep your body in optimal shape. In relationships, they can be, you know, once you really get going, especially through our voice channeling training where Spirit speaks to your voice and you just outright give you advice for, you know, as long as they have advice to give, they can even be your counselor and your coach, your advisor. And they are for me and for my relationship. And they advise on all matters. They're a business advisor. They're a personal growth advisor, a spiritual advisor. They're a teacher. Spirit is everything and can be everything if we give them that permission to come into our lives in that way. And of course, a big concern for a lot of people is money and abundance. It's just a lot of beliefs in the collective consciousness around it. And Spirit's going to help you through that too. Really, anything you can think of that's a discomfort or an issue, they'll help you with. But they're also there to celebrate your accomplishments. It's not just talking about all your problems. You know, they'll come in because their vibration is love and joy. They'll celebrate your accomplishments, and that feels great too. Just the confirmations to know that, you know, where you're going and what you're doing, it's on. Confirmations for me are just as helpful as the big questions that I need total clarity with. So my relationship on a daily basis with Spirit and communicating with them is, my life would not be the same without it.
Yeah, beautiful. And I'd love to invite you to demonstrate mediumship if Spirit would like to come through and share a message with all of us today.
Okay. All right. Let's see if Spirit has something they want to share. Okay. I take a breath and my consciousness moves back. As I surrender to Spirit. Spirit, come in, share what you'd like. You may speak through my voice if you choose. Oh, I'd love to come in and speak through you, Jason, and share. This is Dr. Johansson, and what I'd like to speak about today is a very important subject that probably many have heard about that relates to this new paradigm. The new paradigm is built on a vibration of change. Change unlike you've known in any lifetime you've ever lived, incarnated on this planet. The vibration of change is actually, it's so powerful right now that it's also quite painful for many. And you may be relating with this. Oh, the as we like to call them, opportunities, the circumstances that are presented before you for change, it's almost as though you can't escape them as you once could. You may be also witnessing this in others, loved ones, colleagues, friends, where they are facing things whether they want to or not. That's the vibration that we are in. That is this Oh, it's been called by so many names. You may call it the Golden Age, the New Age, the Age of Messiah, the End Times, as some call it, but I like to call it the New Beginning. It's really the shift of the ages. And what I want you to remember is that when you're going through the challenges that are increasing in frequency for so many, they're happening to everybody. And when you go through them, you must please, please, please remember that we are with you. You are never alone. Never. Never. But please go beyond the knowing that we are with you and move into the feeling that we are with you, because through the feeling of our connection is how we can serve you the most. Believe me, it is not so much the information that you've been talking about, which is for obvious reasons very helpful, but it is the feeling that you are not alone, the feeling that you have a God, that you have a spiritual guidance, you have these beings, not just one, but many beings with you in every moment of your life that are rooting for you and loving you unconditionally. In fact, maybe we are the only true source of unconditional love, as an example of unconditional love that you have in your life. And so by connecting to our vibration, that feeling will move you in ways that words will not and information will not. It is when you are thinking and pondering and feeling and emoting and going through your conflicts and challenges and through your even most difficult times that we are there the most. We are there with you, holding your hand, carrying you. The vibration of feeling is what is meant to open up with you and us. So I just ask you that you carry an open mind into your day and your weeks and breathe into what you might imagine that feeling would be if we were with you all the time, loving, holding, comforting you, which we are. But use your imagination to imagine that feeling and then allow it to expand and trust it and believe in it. Because this is an amazing time to be alive, to be incarnating on this planet right now. It's seen by many, many spirits to be the most amazing era of the Earth's history. There have been some amazing eras, of course, the first inceptions of souls into the life form that is the human being. That was amazing. There's been amazing eras in the civilization and the civilizations of the human being, but this era is the one. This is the one. Remember, we are with you. But remember to feel how we are with you. Thank you. And I take a breath. And now, as Jason, my consciousness moves from the back of my head to the front of my face. Thank you, Dr. Johansson. Thank you, Spirit.
Thank you. Beautiful message.
And I must say that the healing, when you do voice channeling and bring that spirit in, or any spirit in, it's so healing, so healing, so refreshing, so calming, so energizing all at once. It's it's truly one of the most beautiful experiences that I've had. Another equally beautiful experience is the sunsets that I admire, especially here in Sedona. They're different every evening, and the feeling of that is, you know, communion with God. And you know, true love with another human being, but there it's of the most beautiful and healing experiences that one can have in human form. It's truly amazing.
Thank you so much today, Jason. We've gained a deeper understanding of mediumship miracles and spirit. Blessings.